This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Different parts of the country have experienced the housing collapse in different ways, but some places have a housing market that seems totally disconnected from the rest of the nation. Just ask the real estate agents in North Idaho. They're in an area where these are boom times for the housing market, as Jessica Robinson of Northwest News Network reports.
Realtor Michael White takes me around a spacious three-bedroom, three-and-a-half-bath home.
Nice wood floors. It's got, nice counter area everywhere.
White points to the airy family room, to the extensive storage space, and then he points up to the wooden hatch in the ceiling that serves as the front door. This house was built entirely underground.
Imagine to yourself a cement pyramid underground with the flat top of the pyramid at ground level.
Shortly after the housing crash, real estate agents here started seeing an unusual type of buyer. They wanted land off the beaten path, preferably defendable. An on-site source of water is a must, plus the potential to go off-grid. Underground bunkers are merely a bonus.
They are well-to-do. They are urban. They're well-educated. They're professionals. They are not down-and-out country bumpkins.
This is Richard Mitchell, a sociologist who studies survivalist culture. He says the recession, combined with a dash of 2012 apocalyptic predictions, have renewed survivalist sentiment.
Institutions have failed us. Therefore, what? Therefore, we should be in a position to take care of ourselves.
And Chris Walsh of Revolutionary Realty says remote and sparsely populated North Idaho is the perfect place for that.
It's just because North Idaho has become America's redoubt. It's a place of refuge.
Walsh says most of his clients are worried about an economic disaster. In fact, he's become a survivalist himself.
I mean, there's some folks out there that think that the whole thing could go down in the next couple of months. I think that it could, too. On the other hand, it could be another 3 years. But the bottom line is, we got a problem.
As for his business, Walsh expects another bump in sales after November. He thinks the presidential election, whichever way it goes, will keep the calls coming in. In Coeur d'Alene, I'm Jessica Robinson for Marketplace.